We had no recordings, no tape. Everything was live, switches to all kinds of places.
So when you called in a piece from London, London came along?
London was there, and if London was not there, or if the signal in the pre-testing period was not up to standard, I would fill London's part in New York, or we'd switch somewhere else. We usually had, for overseas pickup news programs, alternate spots to go to. Quite often, we would go to a pickup scheduled from Moscow. Now, in the talk-up from the correspondent in Moscow, we would ascertain whether their clock was working the same way the old clock on the studio wall in New York was. Most times, it was not. Moscow would be either 5 seconds, 6 seconds fast or slow, or 20 seconds off, which meant, in order to switch to them, we had to calculate the error in their clock in order to switch into the correspondent over there for his report. And I must explain one other thing, that the correspondent in Moscow could not hear us from either direction. He went live on a time basis.